The high price of attending college is a problem everywhere, but that's compounded in California, where housing costs for students could put higher education out of reach for many. From our California Dream collaboration, KPBS reporter Max Rivlin-Nadler reports that some Southern California students are finding another option very much out of state.
Rebecca Yanez and Arturo Vasquez wake up and carpool together most days at 7 a.m. to cross the border to go to college. They both went to high school in San Diego and are business majors. As they approach the border, there's barely a line today. There's no line most days. That's because, unlike the vast majority of English-speaking college students living along California's border, they're not going north to college in the U.S. Instead, they're heading south to Mexico. Rebecca usually makes the trip in a half hour.
It's not that hard. It's sometimes kind of stressful just because of the problems at the border. But besides that, it's been okay so far.
They both attend CETIS, a private university in Baja California. It has three campuses close to the border, one in Tijuana, one in Mexicali, and a third in Ensenada along the coast. After the 2008 financial crisis, administrators at CETIS began noticing an uptick in the amount of American students crossing over the border to get their degrees. Fernando León García is CETIS president.
Historically, we've had on and off families with some links to Mexico. However, as a result of some complications within California in terms of choice, cost, accessibility, it all of a sudden became a popular and increasingly frequent incident.
With the cost of higher education and housing in California skyrocketing, students were looking for cheaper options in Mexico. In 2012, CETIS became the first and only university outside of the U.S. to get accreditation by the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, the same accreditation held by the California State University System.
If you have accreditation, then you have a certain level of quality that people look for.
There are currently 337 students at CETIS who graduated from Southern California high schools. That's up from just 50 in 2010. Tuition at CETIS is more expensive than at a state school in California. But, unlike many of those state schools, there is no requirement that students live on campus their first year. That housing requirement can close down college options in California. Annual tuition at CETIS is just under $12,000. Last year, the university launched a business program exclusively in English, the first of its kind in Baja.
We are very closely and inextricably linked to multinationals here.
The university is located in an area surrounded by maquiladoras, multinational companies with factories along the border.
So collaboration with multinational industry, and therefore employability, all of these are factors that have some impact in terms of the students' decisions to come here.
Both Arturo and Rebecca had to deal with some pushback from friends and relatives when they decided to study in Mexico. Rebecca's high school friends were shocked when she first told them of her decision.
They were like, why? Like, what's different over there? Like, is it really better? At first, one of my, like, top things was that it's cheaper.
The two American college students plan on working in the border region, where they hope their cross-border experience at CETIS will be an advantage. For undergraduates along the border, they might be the very beginning of a much larger international exchange, as California continues to price out its young people. In Tijuana, I'm Max Rivlin-Nadler.
This story is part of our California Dream collaboration. To hear more California Dream stories, go to capradio.org/dream.